You accuse me of plagiarism and call me a student? No, I do not want you as my guest to this party.
If only we could take our love of reading to a new level.
Well, I've always wanted to start a book club.
Book club!
For
masochists and other deviants.
Hello and welcome to the Book Club for Masochists, where we read and discuss all the genres and types of literature, regardless of our actual interest in them.
Every month, we read books of a new, randomly picked genre. Then on the podcast, we discuss our reading choices, experiences, opinions, appeal factors, and other related topics as friends and library workers.
In this episode 111, we're playing the game Happy Birthday, Dracula!
Spooky.
That sounded very spooky. I totally tried there, you guys.
I think, yeah. Listen, if you hear any weird background noise in this episode, it is ghosts.
Totally ghosts.
And it's atmospheric.
Totally. I have to do so much less editing now. I should just slam that for every episode.
Yeah, every episode we should just say at the top, if you hear any background noise, it's ghosts.
Haunted. This podcast is haunted.
This is a literature podcast.
Introductions.
Oh yeah, let's say who we are first.
My name is Anna. I'm a librarian in Las Vegas, Nevada, USA.
My name is Matthew. I'm a librarian in Guelph, Ontario, Canada.
I'm Megan. I'm an archivist in the National Capital Region of Canada.
I'm RJ. I'm a librarian in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Announcement time. As I've been doing for a while now, I've been streaming spooky games on Twitch every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, or you can watch the recordings on YouTube. RJ recently co-hosted one with me that was very fun. We tried to date a
Kelpie?
Kelpie. I was thinking Selkie, but that's not what it is. A Kelpie. We tried to date a Kelpie. It didn't go terribly, but it didn't go great either. There was a heist involved, which was fun. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you can check those out if you want to, if you know you don't get enough of us talking about stuff, I guess. Announcement number two, we're continuing to do our lists, our retrospective lists of genre-specific book lists by people of color. I'm so terrible at saying what these actually are. And the next one, the one that we'll be out with this episode, is psychological thrillers. And so we have a list of psychological thrillers by people of color that you can check out on our website. The third announcement is that the promised which podcast, which book club for masochist co-host, which book club for masochist podcast co-host are you quiz now exists. You can do it. There will be a link in the show notes. It's hosted on itch.io. If you do it, please share it on social media. Tell us which of us you are most like.
Excellent. So this is a book podcast, and this week we're playing a game.
As one does.
And it is tangentially related because it is the game is Happy Birthday Dracula by MacGuffin and Co. I believe is the name of the developer of this. And Dracula is a literary figure. He's from books. He's
stretching hard.
Yeah, there's a few potentially a few literary figures in this game. There's also Frankenstein, the Wolfman, mummy, ghosts, and skeletons. I mean, we could pretend to be ones from particular books, but that might be stretching the stretch.
So this is a role-playing game, but not a ongoing campaign one with character sheets and stats and everything like that. It's much more like a party game, improv game sort of thing.
Yeah, it's way more similar to a party game. I feel like there's some, like, Snake Oil, if anyone's ever played, where you have to come up with a product and kind of pitch it. it's a little more similar to that. We do have like characters we're going to play, but it's also a GM-less game. So if you're not super familiar with tabletop games, that is a game without a game master. So like in Dungeons and Dragons, the Dungeon Master, a lot of games have that sort of structure where one person is sort of facilitating and everyone else is playing. This game, we're all players and we're sort of taking turns being in the player role and being in the non-player role.
It's also a lot more random in that everything about our characters, well, the basis of our characters, at least, is relies entirely upon dice rolls and drawing from a deck of cards.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we feel ready to get into the premise?
Yep.
Let's go for it.
Wow, it's Dracula's birthday tomorrow, and for the first time in 120 years, you've actually been invited to his party. This is your chance to get in with all the cool monsters. Someone even said the Headless Horseman might be there, and he's so dreamy. You have got to make a good impression. Unfortunately, the invitation is a little bit vague on the details. It doesn't say what sort of party it is or how many guests you're expected to bring. Still, this is Dracula, and he always wants a well-stocked party in case he gets peckish. Plus, it's important for you to look popular. There isn't much time, though, so you need to head out into the night and find as many humans as possible to bring with you. Hopefully Dracula won't eat all of them. So Happy Birthday Dracula is a social game for 3 to 6 players. That's us, trying to convince humans to come to Dracula's birthday party. So the first thing we have to do to play this game is make our monster characters.
I was going to say the first thing we have to do is just discover when Dracula's birthday is.
Are you looking this up?
Yes, of course. Of course I am. The best date I can find is the publication date for the novel Dracula, which is May 26th. So I think that's a good enough date for Dracula's birthday.
Okay.
I mean, couldn't we just look up Vlad the Impaler?
Yeah, it just gives a year. I did as well, Megan.
They did not keep good documentation of Vlad the Impaler's date of birth.
The 1430s, they weren't really big on that.
We're lucky we have an actual year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably a guess.
An estimate. So, the player who has a birthday closest to today goes first, and that's me. My birthday Yay. Is in a few mere weeks. So, I have to roll a dice. I don't have a dice in front of me. Does someone want to roll it for me?
Three.
I'm a mummy.
Ooh.
I am a mummy, and then I have to draw a single card and consult the table that comes with the game of quirks to find out what my mummy is like. This gives me some info about my strategy for recruiting people. I got the 10 of diamonds. Oh, no. I'm a mummy, and I am desperate to be liked.
Oh, no.
The last time I played this, I was a werewolf who was a retired werewolf hunter.
Whoa. Is that why you retired?
Yeah, because I built that into my mythology that I had, you know, been bitten by a werewolf, which really ended my werewolf hunting career and you know, changed my life. I don't know if it was werewolf. I made that mythology. It might just be like a retired monster hunter. But yeah, it was really helpful in figuring out my strategy for recruiting people, because I had a lot of know-how about the world of monsters that I could impart, could really relate to them, be on both sides. Anyway, I'm not that for this one. For this one, I am a mummy desperate to be liked, and I'm going to think about what my mummy's name is and as much of a backstory as I want to give them while everyone else draws for their characters.
So I got 2, which is a ghost, and pick a card. It is 2 of spades. What is my quirk?
If I have one major complaint with this game already, it's that there's not enough monsters.
So very decadent.
There's only 6 monster types. Yeah,
you could easily. I mean, they did go for very classic, like in the public domain sort of.
True.
Monsters, but you could definitely mod this and add, like, roll a d8 and add like a kelpie. Yeah, I guess there's a lot of folklore monsters you can add. I immediately went to, like, you don't want to be a Cthulhu, but like a mind flayer, kind of some kind of tentacle monster.
A fish person
perhaps. A zombie, I don't know, There are other monsters.
Anna, your turn.
One. I'm a skeleton.
Nice.
Skellington. All right. Let's see here. What else do I got? Ooh, I'm a classical musician.
I am also a ghost, but I am an actual count. I drew the Ace of Spades, so I'm an actual count.
Awesome. Okay, so now you are not required to name your monster, but it is encouraged, and I think we should.
I'm going to go with Count Orlok. I think I am just literally a vampire who has died, and now I'm a ghost.
I love that.
Like, we don't get a lot of ghost of creatures, so why not mash them together?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my mummy's name is just, like, Jeremy. Yeah, he was not, like, a pharaoh or anything. He was just, like, a guy. Not a very high-ranking mummy. Just desperate to be liked.
Are you a recent mummy?
No, I think he's probably been dead for a long time, but maybe not an Egyptian mummy. Maybe when was like Egyptology really popular in
19th century? They loved it.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. So he like died in the 1800s when there was like a big boom in like the study of ancient Egypt. And like requested to be mummified because he thought it would make him really cool. he thought he would like get on, I guess I was gonna say get on the news, but you know, not in the way I meant. He thought someone would write a paper about him or something, but nobody cared.
Oh. Okay, so my so very decadent ghost I've decided to name Claire Lingers. She's a little pissed. She's been dead for a while and she can't indulge in the way that she used to when she was living. Mm. But it's kind of like cannot resist trying to be around people who are also indulging. So she likes to hang out at really fancy like bakeries and chocolateries and spas and stuff and like haunts people who are enjoying themselves to try and vicariously live through them in their own enjoyment.
Yeah, so probably getting invited to Dracula's birthday party is... I mean, it's a big deal for Jeremy. It's probably also a big deal for Claire.
Oh, yeah. Like, she is ready for some debauchery.
Mm-hmm. She wants to be on that list every year.
I am on that list every year.
I think the premise of the game says that you are not, that it is like your first time.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
I mean, that's up to you, but...
I mean, you could be the kind of, well, no longer vampire who claims to have been on the list every single year.
Maybe it's my first time as a ghost to be invited.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
You used to get invites consistently when you were a vampire, but...
Yeah.
All right, so my name is Theodora Huntington, and clearly, as a skeleton and a classical musician, the instrument I play is the xylophone.
Yes, of course. Yes, absolutely. Oh, I hope we get fan art of this episode.
But given that that has made me somewhat of a less traditionalist when it comes to classical music, seeing as I frequently play myself. So I go by Trixie. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly irreverent in the classical music world.
Trixie. Very good. Okay. So now that we've established our monsters, we begin with the first player, me again. Everyone takes a turn playing a possible human friend, possibly a friend, definitely a human. The player taking the turn cannot acquire the human as a guest, and their monster is assumed to be off getting a milkshake or practicing dance moves or something during this turn. So Jeremy is off screen for this interaction. This player draws two cards, consults the quirks table to determine what their human is like, and tells the group. Then beginning with the person to their left, I mean, just go in the order that we established. Each player has 45 seconds as their monster to convince the human to come to Dracula's birthday party with them. The human in turn can ask questions, react, have a chat. The time limit is mostly advisory and can be flexible. The next player takes their turn to try to convince the human. And then when they've heard every proposal, they pick whichever monster they feel made the best case for escorting them to the party and gives that player their human's quirk card. So you're trying to collect these cards that I draw to create my character. The human cannot choose to not go to the party because, come on, it is Dracula. and so we will... Everyone will have a turn to do that. There are two rounds. And for this round, it's going to start with me. Everyone's going to play a human twice. My first human. Ooh. Oh, funny. Oh, my God. So I drew the Ace of Diamonds. Oh, so I am a retired monster hunter. And I drew the Black Joker. So I am just absolutely full of blood. just a lot of blood. I thought at first I had drawn the red one and I was going to be a retired monster hunter who's also a vicar. which would either be like a really hard sell or a really easy sell to bring to Dracula's birthday party.
Did you retire and become a vicar, or were you a vicar... Were you a monster hunter and a vicar at the same time? I guess it doesn't matter since that's not your character.
It's not my character. It would be advantageous, I think, as a monster hunter to also be ordained.
Well, anyone who's interested in reading that sort of thing, I would recommend Steeple by John Allison, which is a comic that came out relatively recently, which is features a vicar priest type character who fights monsters all the time.
Boom.
As well as like a Church of Satan and stuff.
RA in the middle of our game episode. Good job.
Well done.
Is that an extra point?
No, absolutely not. okay, so I'm a retired monster hunter. I am just absolutely full of blood, loads of it. And my name is Wilson. Just Wilson. My name is Wilson. I have a very flushed face. just like a lot of blood. You can tell by looking at me, I am pink in complexion. And it's your job to convince me why I should go with you in particular to Dracula's birthday party. And it's kind of up to us how we are encountering this character. If you have like called me into a meeting or are encountering me like out in the world, which would you prefer?
I kind of thought it was like speed dating.
Speed dating? Sure. This is just a bunch of, I like that. A bunch of people have showed up, considering going to Dracula's birthday party. And all right. So I think the first person who gets a crack at Wilson, retired monster hunter full of blood, is Claire. Claire Lingers.
Wilson, it is so delightful to meet you, but you're looking a little flushed. I have to say, I am about to attend this amazing party, and I know they're going to have the best spa treatments for someone in your condition. You must come. I know exactly what will help you.
What makes you think that I need a spa treatment? Do I look all right?
Well, you're just looking a little flushed, and I know that high iron levels are such a problem for older men with too much testosterone. And my darling, you do look like you have a wealth of testosterone. So you must come. You will feel twice the man in the morning.
Are you hitting on me? No one's commented on my testosterone before.
Listen, I am an expert in spas and spa treatment and health in general. And so I just, you know, I cannot help but offer help to someone who obviously, so obviously needs just a little bit of pep.
Okay, all right. I understand. I mean, I don't know. I didn't expect to do a spa treatment at this party, but I'll take that into consideration. And now I think the timer goes off.
Ding.
Ding. And it is Theodore Huntington, Trixie's turn to try to convince Wilson to go to this party with her.
Hello there, Wilson. You're looking very lively this evening.
You know, the last person said the opposite, so I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, well, I completely think you look quite lively and energetic. It looks like you could go for some good music and dancing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not usually my scene, but I guess it is a party, so.
It is a party, and I can guarantee good music. I know good music, and I'm happy to share some good music with you. Would you like to, join me for a good time and a bit of fun music, a bit of liveliness? Gotta use that energy while you got it?
While I got it? Like, before I die, do you mean?
I mean, monster hunting is a risky lifestyle. You gotta live happy and fun while you can.
Yeah, I mean, I am retired.
Good on you!
I don't think they would let me into this party if I wasn't.
Oh. Well, that's true. You should really enjoy that retirement for all it's worth. All the more reason to have a fun and lively evening.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, I know music and I know dance. We can enjoy a fun and energetic and lively evening.
Well, yeah, thanks for the offer. I'll see what else is going on, and I'll get back to you. Ding!
Wilson, it's been a while since we last saw each other.
Oh, that's right. Count Orlok, you're more transparent than the last time I saw you.
Yes, I was finally hunted down, but you never got me. I was the one that got away for you for many years.
Yeah, I followed you across Europe for a decade.
Oh, the times we had.
You know, I'm glad to see you. You're doing all right.
Things have changed, but yes, I'm generally doing pretty well. But I've heard that that other one that got away from you for so many years. Shoot, I can't think of a thing.
A name.
Yeah.
Dracula.
Yeah, okay. The other one that always got away, Dracula. I'm going to his party later on, and if you want to join, you could at the very least get to meet him. You know, because it was always with these monster chases, with the hunts, you always, you know, come to the bedroom after the vampire has already left. So you never really get to meet us.
I came to the bedroom.
You know, it's the coffin's empty. The bedroom is just filled with like fainted maidens.
Right.
But now you'll have a chance to meet Dracula and shake him by the hand if you come to this party with me.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone here is offering me the chance to meet Dracula, but are you saying you can introduce me?
Yes, they're offering the chance to go to his party, whereas Dracula, my close personal friend, I will introduce him to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I gotta say, Count Orlok, that is pretty... pretty intriguing for a retired monster hunter to shake hands with the man himself. I feel like it's a little unfair that Matthew and I established that these two characters have a history, but I do think it's going to go to Count Orlok.
Yes.
I think he appealed to the retired monster hunter part of that character, whereas I feel like the other two were appealing to the full of blood aspect, which is more of a passive quality. So I will mark down that Matthew gets the Ace of Diamonds and the Black Joker. Okay.
One other important thing. To note that is like while we're earning these cards, we don't know what the win condition for the game will be until we've finished doing this part of it. And so just because I have a lot of cards doesn't mean like whoever ends up with a lot of cards will not necessarily win the game because Dracula doesn't know what he wants, I suppose.
Yeah, it depends on what kind of shindig this is that we show up for. It could be considered really rude to bring extra guests, or it could be considered very, very ideal. We'll find out. But for now, we are trying to round up these humans. So next is Megan.
So the Ace of Clubs is ugly as sin.
Okay.
And the... King of Hearts is DJ with great tune.
Ooh.
Okay, so clearly this is DJ Dan.
DJ Dan. Okay. In the turn order, Anna will be, or Trixie will be the first to try to sway DJ Dan.
Okay.
All right. Oh my goodness. Are you DJ Dan?
Why, yes, I am.
I am a huge fan of your work. It's so amazing to meet you in person.
I am delighted to meet a fellow aficionado. Tell me.
What would you like to know? Anything.
Oh, well, tell me of your work.
I play the xylophone, classical xylophone, and I know that doesn't sound up your alley, but I've been experimenting with new stuff, and you're one of the reasons I started experimenting with new things. Your work is amazing. Will you be providing music this evening?
I might be. It hasn't really been confirmed to a great extent, so I am curious what will be happening.
Well, I absolutely will see if we can get you onto the floor tonight and playing, because it would be wonderful to hear. Would you care to join me to the party this evening, and let's see if we can get you presenting some of your amazing work tonight?
That does sound delightful, but there's just a few other people I have to say hello to first. Ding moment.
Ding. Ding.
So, DJ Dan, please tell me, do you play a lot of Baroque or classical music? What era, what period of music is your favorite, your preferred one? Do you like The Girl in the Village with One Very Small Foot? Do you have that in your repertoire?
I can't say that I've come across that tune before. I'll have to give it a listen.
It's by Vasilis the Balladeer. It's one of my favorite tracks.
Okay, I'll write that down. I would say that I'm much more contemporary, although I have to say, there is nothing wrong with a good harpsichord.
So more like jazz, rock music?
I feel like maybe you've been out of the scene for a while. Tell me, when was the last time you went to a live concert?
I used to have my prisoners sing for me often.
Ooh. I don't think I would admit that around there, sir.
I think you're really frandulating the ding button at this point.
You know, sometimes it just doesn't go well. hi, DJ Dan, right?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi, my name's Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. What brings you here tonight?
Well, I'm going to Dracula's birthday party, just like, you know, most of the other folks here. I'm going to level with you. I'm not very popular, but I think that could work to your advantage, because I know your music is very good, and you're well liked for your talent, but and I don't mean this as an insult, but it's just I've heard some people whispering that you're not a looker per se. And that's, you know, neither am I. I'm just they really botched my mummification, and not ideal results, and I really like a friend to go with to this party, and I think it could be a benefit to you to stand next to me, and you're gonna look so much better as a result. I think I'll be a great wingman to you for this event. I think I'll really boost how cool you look by being not cool near you.
I really appreciate the offer, Jeremy, but I have to. I have some self-awareness of my state, and honey, you're the one who will benefit by standing next to me. I am aware of how ugly I am, and it might be better actually if you could hook up with someone who is slightly more attractive in order to maybe, you know, get that sideman action.
I don't really need to. I'm not looking to romance anybody. I just want someone to stand next to.
Oh, I feel so very terrible.
Please.
So I think Anna wins that round.
Well, what does DJ Dan think?
DJ Dan is definitely into fellow musician and the potential opportunity to play the dance floor.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. That makes sense. That's the choice most people make when offered my company.
There's someone out there for you, Jeremy.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see. Okay, so I wrote down Anna gets those two cards.
All right. I guess that means I'm human now.
You're the human.
All right. Boy, we're getting all the aces. I am Ace of Hearts, so amazing dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And Three of Hearts, not wearing very much.
Great.
All right. Matthew, I think your count is up first.
I am Teddy.
My dear, dear Teddy, how are you doing this evening?
Doing fine.
Are you feeling a little chilly tonight, or are you still relatively warm?
I mean, I'm keeping myself warm with just, you know, a few moves here.
They are quite impressive. I am something of a dancer myself.
Are you?
Yes, I've been known to waltz, and I feel like I need to do research into, like, obscure old dance things and music.
Think of another old-timey dance, quick.
Old.
Can you foxtrot?
That's not old enough.
No.
Dances.
Some square dancing? Contra dancing?
Those all seem very modern. Quadrille.
Okay.
Sorry, a what now? Excuse me?
I've been known to do a waltz or a quadrille. You know, don't ask me, Anna. Why are you doing this to me? You know, a very popular dance. It consists of 4 to 6contra dancers. You know, it's a group dance, I suppose. Very, very popular in the court.
Group dances. I mean, yeah, the more the merrier. Parties.
Well, I'm very happy to introduce you to all of the other dance friends that I have at this party. I've attended many times before, so I am familiar with many of the other best dancers at this event. I've danced. I can tell you also who not to dance with, because there are always some of those people at these things, aren't there? There's the ones that are good at dancing, the ones that are just, shall we say, the ones that are enthusiastic dancers.
Oh, mean.
It's cold, man. But I mean, the more the merrier we're dancing. Like, it's a party. It's down for some fun.
I don't have anything else to add to mine.
Ding. Ding.
Hey, hi, Teddy. I'm Jeremy. Wow, those are some amazing dance moves that you're practicing right now. In your seat at this speed date. Looks great. I'm wondering if you need any, like, if you could use, like, some backup dancers, and I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I'll follow your moves exactly. It could look really great. And just unrelated, but I noticed you're not wearing that much, which, you know, is fine for this climate, but I am worried Dracula's place is a little drafty. And I've got a lot of loose bandages, so if you're feeling cold, you could wrap some around you.
Those are pretty styling. They look pretty cool. I mean, you look good.
Yeah, I think if you just, like, wrapped your arms and legs, you'd look pretty badass.
That might be cool. I'm down for good costumes for dancing.
That's all I've got.
All right. It was great to meet you.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow.
Teddy, darling, so nice to meet you. Are you planning on taking part in the dance competition tonight?
Oh, I hadn't heard. There's a dance competition?
Yes, but it is a partnered dance competition, so I was wondering, since you do have a reputation, whether you might need a partner in this dance competition, because I know that if we have you in the dance competition, you are definitely taken away with the top prize.
Oh. How's your moves? How you do?
My moves are pretty good, and I have to say, because I'm a ghost, they've only gotten slicker.
Ooh. Slick ghost moves. Do you float?
Absolutely. Look, no feet.
Hey!
So what do you say? You want to take part?
Teddy is absolutely going with the dance competition.
Yes. All right.
And now it is Matthew's turn to be human.
So mine is going to be very difficult for me to roleplay because I drew the Five of Hearts, which is painfully colorful clothes. and also the Five of Clubs, which is fascinated by gruesome things.
Oh my.
Very brightly colored and fascinated.
And my name is Simeon.
Hi, I'm Jeremy. Gosh, you're very, very bright.
And you, my friend, are very ugly.
Yeah, that's true. Good observation. I'm not one of the classic mummies that's had, like, you know, hundreds and thousands of years to dry out. I died not that long ago. I mean, a long time ago, don't get me wrong, but yeah, I didn't have, like, a professional mummification job, so if you look, I've got some pretty nasty-looking skin lesions and areas here.
Oh, is that your finger on the ground? Did it just drop off?
Oh, yeah, old lefty always drops off once in a while. Let me get that. And
could I have it?
Yeah, you know what? Sure. Do you have a someone you're going with to Dracula's birthday party? Because I've got all sorts of digits that fall off once in a while. If you want to follow me around and collect them, that's fine by me.
Well, I will definitely have to take this under advisement. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
I can also I can peel off my bandages and show you where my nose used to be.
Oh, whoa. I'm sure there are other things you could show me where they used to be as well.
Absolutely. Wow, it was great to meet you.
Is that ding?
Yeah, I think yes. That was a ding.
It was ding. I'm sorry, I was busy thinking about the King of Hearts thing and I didn't hear what your second card was, Matthew.
Fascinated by gruesome things.
Oh, fascinated by gruesome things. How did this conversation happen?
Simeon, so I have come to understand that you enjoy the more gruesome side of life. A lot of color, I think, given your attire.
Not just life, also death.
I see. Well, you know, I might know a way into Dracula's torture chambers.
Ooh.
If that is something that you might be interested in. And because I'm a ghost, I can get us through a couple of locations that would not be normally accessible to human types. But I have to say, Dracula's been around a long time, and he has quite a wealth of knowledge in these type of things.
Now, I have to ask, are these still actively used torture chambers? Because I've been in, you know, those museum-style torture chambers, and they just don't hold a lot of interest for me when it's just the rack, the thumb screws.
Darling, are you calling Dracula a museum?
Well, he is quite old. The castle is a heritage site.
Yes, but they don't show these on the heritage tours, I assure you. Anyway, give it a thought. I'm sure there are a few other people you need to talk to, but ding.
Simeon, you're looking forward to the party tonight.
I think it will be a educational experience for me.
An educational experience? Absolutely. I could show you a thing or two. Have you ever seen a classical xylophone player who can play their own ribs?
Well, just in cartoons.
Well, that's just a cartoon. I mean, you want to see the real thing.
I would not be opposed to seeing the real thing, I will say.
I've got some significant skills. I am, in addition to being an amazing musician with quite some talent, quite flexible and able to really get at those hard-to-reach spots for a little unique sound.
Oh my gosh.
Helps when you don't have tendons or ligaments to get in the way anymore.
Yeah. I do like tendons and ligaments, though.
I mean, they had their place.
Okay, Jeremy the mummy wins this round.
Yes! All right. Finally found the ideal person for Jeremy.
Yes.
All right, so everyone has been a human once, and so now we have the option for an optional rule. If anyone wants to swap their monster, they can. If you feel like you are doing the same pitch or too similar a pitch, or you just want to try a new monster, now is the point where you can generate a new monster who is assumed to be the partner of your current monster.
RJ, are you going to stay, or are you going to hold, or are you going to change?
I'm very fond of Jeremy. Jeremy is a rich fiction that I've grown attached to. This 1800s mummy who requested to be mummified in his will because he thought it would make him more popular. I'm imagining he wears like little old-timey glasses over his bandages.
No eye holes, yeah, but...
yeah. So I'm staying with Jeremy.
I'm going to stick with Claire. She's pretty flexible.
I'm fine sticking with Trixie.
I'm going to roll a new one because I like the idea of changing. I have rolled a 5, so I am a Frankenstein monster. Mm. And it specifies in the rules that Frankenstein is a monster, not a scientist.
Right.
And I have drawn the 9 of clubs, which means that I am a mad scientist.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm not just the spokesman. I'm also a client is basically what is coming up here.
So what is the... So, well, you should choose your name because unless you are just like regular Frankenstein.
Well, I am Dr. Frankenstein's Monster is my full title.
Dr. Frankenstein's Monster PhD.
Yes, exactly. Or no, it's like her doctor, professor. It's like the, you know, use the German titling.
Herr Doktor. Is that?
Herr
Doktor. I think it's called like Herr Doktor Professor. I don't know how German honorifics work.
So walk me through the fiction. So were you created by a scientist and then became a scientist yourself? Or were you already a scientist, died, and then were brought back to life?
I am like, you know, a bunch of corpses that have been sewn together. Mm-hmm. But eventually I went and got my doctorate.
Okay. Great. Beautiful. Okay, so it is my turn to be a human again. And so are you going with, what was it, Herr Doctor Professor?
Sure.
Herr Doctor Professor Frankenstein?
Herr Doctor Professor Frankenstein's Monster.
Herr Doctor Professor Frankenstein's Monster. Let me just write this down. Beautiful. A beautiful, beautiful creation. I'm so glad that you pulled a new monster. Not that I didn't love Count Orlac. I like that both of your creations so far have been like a multi-step process monster. Like a ghost who's also a vampire and a Frankenstein that's also a mad scientist. Okay, so let me pull my cards for my human. Okay, so let's see. Oh boy, someone's going to have an advantage. So I pulled the 7 of hearts. So I am really feeling the music. And I also pulled a 9 of spades. So I am old, like really old. And my name is going to be Esther. Does Esther have a last name? Esther Ancient.
I bet Esther's into quadrilles.
Yeah, this could have been a great could have waltzed the night away. Esther Ancient. And she her pronouns, and she is I think if you would guess for a human, you'd guess like you know, early hundreds, but it's really hard to say. She's very, very old. Megan is up first.
So, Esther, I have to say, you look like a person who actually knows how to have a good time at a party.
Yeah, I like to think so. Do you know what this music is? Do you know what this music is? It's wonderful.
I think it might be DJ Dan, but don't quote me on that.
What a talented young man.
But listen, there's a party coming up, and I feel like you would be a valuable addition. And I'd like to make a proposal, because I am assuming as a slightly older lady...
Oh, you don't have to beat around the bush with me. I'm not slightly older. I'm very, very old.
Well, in any case, I'm assuming that your will to dance and have a good time occasionally outstrips your physical form's ability to keep up. And I have to say, as a ghost, I am here for you to continue dancing as long as you want, rather than at however long that your body thinks it is capable of.
Oh.
We could dance the whole night
long. Wow.
Is that something you'd like to do?
Well, the old knees do give out once in a while. What do you mean? As a ghost, are you going to make me into a ghost, or?
Oh, no, not at all. I would simply provide the energy to move your limbs in your entirely wonderful dance moves all night long. And what you'd be giving to me would be the pure enjoyment of dancing once again with flesh and a physical form. You know, it is occasionally not as fun, shall I say, to not have a body to dance with. And so we would make a wonderful pair. I would give you more energy, and you, my lady, have the dance moves.
So is this, are you speaking about, what's the word, possession?
No, nothing. I would not take over your body. You are still controlling yourself, since clearly you have the dance moves.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm just a lover of music.
And we are all feeling the love of music while we watch you dance.
Well, that's very sweet. You're a nice entity. a nice semi-opaque young lady. I've got more people to talk to, but thank you for your time.
Thank you, Esther.
You there? You're so skinny. What is your name?
I know I'm a little on the slight side, but you know it helps me make great music. My name's Theodora, or you can call me Trixie.
Oh, well, you could call me Esther.
Esther, are you a fan of music?
Oh, tremendously so. Whose music is playing right now? This is so lovely.
Well, they were playing DJ Dan, but it just switched over, and this is actually one of my new pieces.
Oh, you're a musician, yes. Oh, that's so wonderful.
I play, amongst other things, classical xylophone. Have you ever heard classical xylophone music?
Oh, of course, yes. I dated a violist in 1924, and he broke my heart, but he had the talent of an angel.
Yes, those classical violists, boy, they are a bit of heartbreakers, those violists are. But us xylophonists, we just really like to make the music. It's in our bones, you might say. In fact, I could show you a little something special. Have you ever seen someone play xylophone on their ribs?
I can't say that I have. I've seen somebody play xylophone on a ship once, on the Titanic.
My goodness, Esther, you've had an amazing life. I'd love to hear the stories of your life and play some amazing music for you. I do enjoy somebody who really loves and appreciates the music. I'd like to share that passion with them. And may I say, you have beautiful bones yourself.
Oh, well, I thank you. I love music. And thank you so much. Your name was Trixie. I'll remember that. I'll speak to you again. This has been lovely. Thank you so much.
Lovely to meet you, Trixie. Enjoy the music.
So, Esther, I hear you enjoy feeling music.
Oh.
Feeling the music. Hearing music.
Yes, you...
But I must assume that at your age, it is a challenge sometimes for you to really hear and experience the music. Not all of your parts may be working at peak efficiency. And so I have an offer for you. If you will accompany me to this birthday party for Dracula, I have a new organ I have been developing.
Oh, I love organ music.
I call it the Handor. The hand ear. And it will really allow you to feel the music once I have sewn it onto your body.
Well, I mean, the old senses aren't always what they used to be, though my sense of taste is as good as ever, you know. I mean, the musical taste. It's a joke.
Well, if you need a new tongue as well, I'm perfectly happy to give you one of those. I have several here back in my lab.
I've had the tongue that I have now for at least the last 40 years, and I've grown quite attached to it.
Oh, I can make you attached to another tongue very easily.
You are a creepy young man.
Young men, thank you very much.
I think you should talk to someone else about your scientific ideas. I'm more of an arts person. I'm going to go sit with this xylophone player and talk about the xylophonist I knew on the Titanic. Okay, so that's Trixie.
Although I was really enjoying the hair doctor professor Frankenstein's monster.
You need more organs. I've got more organs.
Improved organs.
Somebody's going to want that deal.
Whew, I got to remember what Jeremy's voice sounds like now that I went so deep in
there. Oh, yeah.
All right. So I am a massive goth, which is the queen of clubs. And the five of diamonds is professor of something weird.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So I think Anastasia is a professor of taxidermy.
Okay.
And Trixie gets the first crack at me.
I hear rumor that you're a professor of taxidermy.
Oh, you would be quite right. How have you heard of me?
You know, some of us skeletons hear things. Especially, you know how tempting it is. We kind of like a little fresh skin once in a while. You know, have you ever thought of trying to build another skin around a human skeleton?
Well, I have to say that I am more of an academic, so if you want something more practical, I have a few people that I can refer you to.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Have you ever looked into the science of it before and kind of figured out how it might be done?
Well, of course. There are trends throughout history I could talk at length about.
Ah, I would love to hear about this. This sounds fascinating.
Oh, I agree.
You know, we could really dig into some amazing conversations tonight. I'd really love to see if you can point out a couple of things on... Look, right here, at this part of my skeleton, do you see how it connects right there? Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it does look a little peculiar in terms of anatomy, but humans are a wild and weird thing. They're not my specific interest, but they are quite interesting.
We could have some fascinating conversations uncovering some of this. I bet there are unique ways that you could figure out how to develop some taxidermy around a skeleton like this. And I would like to hear more about the research behind this.
Yes, perhaps we will have a conversation later. Ding!
Dr. Anastasia, I feel an apology is in order. I am sorry for stealing some of your work.
Without the proper citation?
Well, no, I do not mean your papers. Of course, I've cited all your work when writing these up. I mean the actual taxidermy.
Well, that does not really make a difference on whether I gain tenure, so I'm not too fast. But tell me, what did you use with it?
Well, I wanted to see just how easy it would be to attach, you know, fox ears and tails to human bodies. And yours were just the most accessible ones at the university. And so I was like, oh, like, they seemed a little dusty. And so I thought I would just use them. They didn't seem to be doing much in that display case.
Sounds like a typical student prank. Were you a student at my university?
I am a tenured faculty member. I guess you don't get out of your department very much, do you? the taxidermy department.
Clearly. We must talk further about this, I'm sure.
No, you called me a student? This date is over.
I was going to say, if Anastasia is looking for tenure and Air Dr. Professor Frankenstein's monster has tenure, it's a pretty good sell.
I know.
But she did insult you, so... Hi, Professor, Doctor.
Yes.
Anastasia.
Who are you?
Oh, hi, my name's Jeremy. I heard you might be here and that you're an expert at taxidermy. You're very, very well educated in the subject.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I was hoping to run into you, because I'm kind of desperate, to find out what happened with my whole situation, because I was mummified, but not, by a professional, and I don't really know, I was dead at the time, so I don't really know what techniques they used, but they did a really bad job, and I feel like if you, would accompany me to Dracula's party tonight, we'd have a chance to talk. Maybe you could study me and try to figure out what exactly they used to mummify me. It's really quite bad, as you could tell by looking at me. I'm kind of falling apart. I think, it'd bring me some peace of mind for sure, and probably be really interesting for you. You could write a paper on me.
Oh, that is true. That is true. It's not quite in my area, but maybe we could do a comparison. I don't know. I'll have to think about this. Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah, that would have been an easy sell to the hair doctor, but...
I no longer want you.
If he's run off.
You accuse me of plagiarism and call me a student? No, I do not want you as my guest to this party.
I can kind of see why Count Orlok and Air Dr. Professor Frankenstein's monster got together.
I know, I can too.
I feel like we now have a deep academic rivaldom that will play out forever.
Yeah, instead of being partygoers together, you're enemies now, you're academic enemies.
Oh, it's dagger eyes across the room forever, man. Anything Air Doctor wants to do, I vote down, and likewise.
But I feel like probably I'm more, I feel more crossover in the work that I'm doing with Mummy than I do with Skeleton. Sorry, Trixie.
That's so. Okay. That was a good tempting one with the Mummy had it.
All right.
I have a lovely deep voice, 7 of Diamonds. And I am a world traveler, 9 of Diamonds. And my name is Lois. My name is Lois, with a lovely deep voice.
Like Smokey?
Yeah. Let's go with that. Lovely. I have that kind of classic.
Sort of a husky.
Husky. Deep voice. I don't smoke enough to pull this off, but I'll try.
So, Lois, tell me, are you a smoker?
Once in a while, yes. I do enjoy a good clove cigarette.
So, no major lung problems then?
Well, I get a lot of fresh air in my world travels, you know? Gotta go see the great outdoors.
Any knee problems then? Heart troubles? Any things that you might need to replace or upgrade or get extra ones of? Because I can help you with any of that if you need to travel more or, hike more.
Yeah, medical tourism isn't really my thing.
No, you wouldn't have to go anywhere other than Dracula's castle, of course. He has a full medical suite there. We could do it tonight, in fact.
Do it. Do what?
Surgery is what I mean. It. Yes.
I see. Thank you, sir. It's quite tempting, but let's see what other opportunities I have tonight.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Jeremy. Oh, you have a lovely deep voice. It's very different from mine.
Thank you.
Wow, that's great. Is that just natural, or did you learn to do that?
Took a few, packs of cloves a day to create it.
Wow. I feel like you really underestimated how many cloves you smoke on that last speed date you were on. Regardless, I noticed you've got some trinkets on you from, you look like you're a well-traveled individual.
I've seen a sight or two in my day.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, I think I'm a mummy, as you can tell, and I don't know what trends are like now, but back when I died, you know, mummies were all the craze. Like, everybody wanted to show off a little bit of their Egyptian flair. Everybody wanted to, you know, dig up ancient sites that didn't belong to them and use their dead as a prop to promote their popularity. But you know, I'm not an Egyptian mummy per se. Nobody has to know that, you know. I could stand next to you. You could sort of treat me as a souvenir from your travels. Mm. And you'd look pretty cool with a mummy in tow. And you don't have to worry about the sort of ethical implications of robbing actual Egyptian grave sites, because I'm here of my own free will. And my name's Jeremy, and I'm from Boston in the 1800s.
Boston, huh? As long as you can control that Boston accent, can't have that getting in the way.
Yeah, I mean, I try to play it down, so be a little mysterious, you know? I heard people like that.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah, well, that's my pitch.
It's a pleasure, Jeremy.
Lois, darling, it is so wonderful to see you. When did you get back? Where have you been? You travel to such amazing places.
I do, don't I? Yes, those Himalayas were just stunning.
Oh, the Himalayas. Oh, I am so divinely jealous. Oh, you must tell me all about it. There's this party coming up, as you know, as everybody's talking about, and I assure you, the Count has a collection. Now, I would much prefer to talk about where you've been, but if there on an occasion you would like to see something potentially interesting, I'm sure the Count has something as well.
Something interesting, huh? Where do you think? Is it all from just Transylvania, or?
Dracula has traveled as well as he has minions, I'm sure you know. But as much as there are the public galleries, I do know a few locations in the basement that will have things that are not on public view right now. So, you know, if the collection itself has nothing new for you to see, perhaps there is something in the underground that would take your interest. And, of course, I know you like to write about your travels, so no one needs to know how you got there, but I'm sure it would make a pretty penny as an article.
I mean, with this voice, I obviously podcast about them, not write about them.
Big in the ASMR field, YouTube.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, thank you. It's tempting, though I do prefer to see things, you know, in situ, so to say.
Oh, you'll see Dracula in situ.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Spit one or two winks in this. Boy, this is a tough one between the two. But I think this human is more intrigued by the possibility of having a living object with her.
Yes.
During the party. Yeah, so I think we're going with a mummy.
Sweet.
Jeremy's doing surprisingly well.
Living is in quotation marks there.
Yeah, living is in quotation marks, big old forgotten quotation marks.
An ambulatory mummy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Jeremy's, wow, I'm really cleaning up. Never been so popular.
So I have drawn the King of Diamonds, which is a minor celebrity.
Awesome. Amazing.
And also the Jack of Clubs, an old school witch.
Mm. So are you, yeah, I mean, up to you if you're going to be a real world minor celebrity.
No, I'd like a made up one. I'm not going to be a person.
Yeah. Okay.
I should have a name, though. I'm looking up witch name generator.
Is it an old school witch name generator?
It's just like a thing. Arabella Winter. That seems like a good old school witch name.
Hi. Wow. Oh, wow. It's you.
Yes, it is. I'm just looking at you.
It's the Arabella Winter. Wow. Wow, gosh. Listen. I gotta be honest, I'm really nervous. I've never met a celebrity before. Boy, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking going to Dracula's birthday party, because he's a celebrity too, as well you know. I'd be really honored if you would go to the party with me and my gang of folks here. I've got some other people I've invited, and we're gonna all go together probably. We could be your posse for the night, and you don't want Dracula to sort of upstage you at this thing.
Oh, that won't be an issue.
Well, I'd offer to give you like my fingers or something for a spell, but I already offered them to another guy. I'm gonna be honest. I don't really feel like I have an in here. Maybe you'll just find it in the goodness of your heart to give old Jeremy a try.
I think I'm just looking at my phone.
Yeah, aww. Fair enough.
Or, like, I guess not even phone. I'm old school, like, in my crystal ball.
Yep. You take out your crystal. Just swiping through your crystal.
Just checking my messages.
Also, though, I love this idea that, like, poor Jeremy just keeps giving away bits of the wrappings, the fingers, the, like, there's not going to be anything left of Jeremy by the end of this party.
Jeremy's going to be in rough shape by the end of the night, for sure. He's desperate to be liked, though.
You need to be friends with, like, her Dr. Professor Frankenstein's monster. That's he could true. Clearly sew some extra bits onto you.
Could fix me up at the end of the night. Okay, well, that's my pitch to Arabella. It's not a very good one, but...
No, it's not.
Oh. Also had to go first, so didn't have much time to think.
Yeah.
Ding! Why, hello, Arabella. Fancy meeting you here. So, I've had a question I've always wanted to ask you. Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Oh, we never tell, dear.
But how would anyone ask you for something, then, unless they know what your area of expertise is?
Oh, but we're experts. Witches are experts in everything.
Oh, in everything? You don't specialize?
How do you think I became so famous?
Knowing your target audience, dear. Tell me. Oh, God, I'm failing.
Wow, there's an edge. Are you bitter that, like, I'm a famous YouTube star and you're not?
Is that the kind of fame this old school witch has?
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm a minor celebrity. I'm a YouTube celebrity.
I am a YouTube celebrity. I can't even go on YouTube. The camera doesn't pick me up. You know, I've heard, actually, that podcasting is the new way of the world, and I could totally collaborate on a podcast about Dracula's birthday party. Come on. It's a great idea.
So, Anna, it's not going to be very hard for you to get this person.
Does that mean ding?
Yeah, ding.
Yeah, the ding.
Okay. Oh, wow, Arabella, fancy meeting you here. I don't know if you've heard of me. You're a bit more famous than I am. I mean, quite a bit more famous than I am. But my name's Trixie Huntington. I'm the skeleton xylophonist. I play my own ribs.
Didn't you have a viral video last year?
Yes, I did, in fact. Yes, that did go over well. I've been thinking about new opportunities, but I'm not quite sure what angle to take. You're really good at this. Maybe would you be willing to just give me some advice? I mean, I'd be eternally grateful, and I'd love to talk up your work.
I'm open to this possibility, at least. Do you have any future plans you could tell me about? Project you're working on right now?
Well, I mean, if I can play my ribs, there's certainly other parts of me that I can play, you know, as a xylophone. Look at these fingers. Don't you think they would make beautiful noises if I played those? And, well, you know, a little witchy help might assist me in getting to some other spots that I could play. I'd love to be able to play my own spine. Don't know how to react to that one, huh?
I'm just trying to think of YouTube-related videos that I could be, like, I don't, like, it... Unboxing videos doesn't seem relevant. Like, makeup tutorial videos don't seem very relevant.
There's that TikTok dance.
The skeleton TikTok dance. The spooky, scary skeletons.
I feel you have potential for creating TikTok music.
That is an area I'd never considered. My goodness, you have... There's no wonder you've gotten so popular. You had some amazing ideas. We really got to talk some more.
Yeah, so let's collab later on. Okay, Anna, you get the win.
Okay, Anna gets that one. I feel like Skeleton would also probably do good in ASMR.
True.
Because people do like the tapping fingers on the microphone. Probably bony fingers would be really good for that.
Good point.
That is our last round. So we've all got our guests. So Claire Lingers and Air Doctor Professor Frankenstein's Monster both have one guest each.
Yes.
Air Doctor Professor Frankenstein's Monster and Count Orlac as a team.
Air Doctor Professor has zero guests.
Yeah. Air Doctor Professor Frankenstein's Monster surprisingly convinced no one with a generous offer to attach tongues to them.
Who wouldn't want to know a second tongue?
I mean, there had to be some character we could have pulled who would have been like super excited by these possibilities.
Yeah, it was like the one that Matthew pulled who loved disgusting things.
Yes, yeah, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, true. That
or the professor, the Anastasia, if she had played it a little differently. And then Trixie and Jeremy both have three guests each. But the thing we have to do now is...
Roll the party.
Roll the party, see what kind of party it actually is.
Party.
I'm just going to read the paragraph. Now it's time for all the monsters and their human guests to go to Dracula's party. This is the first chance the monsters have to find out what sort of party it is. And it turns out some of the guests are going to fit in better than others. The first player, oh, that is me, rolls a single six-sided dice and consults the party table. All of your players then add up the card totals for their guests. And then we'll find out who wins. So I don't have a six-sided dice. Does someone else want to roll it for me?
I can do that. All right, what do we got here?
I mean, I own a six-sided dice. I own many, but I don't
have it. I'm glad that you were like, I have to make sure that nobody thinks that I don't own dice.
Yeah.
I have to clarify this point.
Really important. All right, number four. So that's a spooky masquerade.
Oh, that's an exciting one.
Spooky masquerade. Let me read it. So spooky masquerade. Dracula is getting in touch with his ghoulish side. Grotesque masks are a must for those not already horrific enough to look at. The atmosphere is that of gruesome fun, and those too pompous to take part are not welcome. So that means for every club that you have, add 3 points. For every heart or joker that you have, add 2 points. And for every diamond is 1 point. And spades are the uptight, snobby people. And so they are 0 points.
I think we got a lot of spades. Maybe just one.
Yeah, and I think it was Esther, who's not actually that snobby, but she's very old. So maybe she does not want to participate in the gruesome aspects of the event. Okay. So, Count Orlac / Air Doctor Professor Frankenstein's Monster has 3 points.
Yes, I am definitely in last.
Yep. Claire Lingers has 4 points. Theodora Trixie Huntington has 11 points.
Nice.
And Jeremy also has 11 points.
What?
It's a tie.
It's a tie?
If there's a tie, you both win because Dracula can have multiple besties.
Oh.
And this is written in the rules. If you're not happy with the idea of there being a tie for the winner, reevaluate your priorities.
I love rules like that.
I like that rule too. This offers us some great opportunities. I can still get in with Anastasia and figure out some of these taxidermy questions, seeing as Anastasia went with you, Jeremy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the best day of my life.
They really like me.
Everybody, it's everything's so gruesome. Everyone wants to look at my hideous body.
I'm frantically playing xylophone on my ribs. Matthew, you have to find some xylophone music to insert into the episode at that point.
I think Claire Lingers probably has a great time with her one amazing dancer friend.
Oh, we're cutting up the dance floor like crazy.
Mm-hmm. And Air Doctor Professor Frankenstein's monster, and Count Orlok, perhaps will approach Jeremy afterwards about giving him some new body parts.
Yeah, that seems good.
Which Jeremy will need.
Mm-hmm. Which Jeremy will need after how many people he offered them to for this party.
I can't remember who came to the party with me.
I know, I was struggling with some of that too.
You got Wilson, retired monster hunting.
Oh, the monster hunter, yeah.
The first character, yeah, the retired monster hunter. You probably had some great conversations.
That'll be fun, I think. We'll have gotten pretty drunk together.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good fit.
His face is even more flushed. I think my werewolf monster hunter character in the previous game I played was also named Wilson. His name was Wilson Van Hexong. So maybe this is a prequel to the other game I played, and Wilson is not a vampire yet, or a werewolf, rather.
Anyway, if people are interested in other monstrous dating game things, I recommend you check out our streams of Speed Dating for Ghosts that are on our YouTube channel. They're very fun. It's a visual novel where you are a ghost and you date other ghosts. It's a cute, fun game. If you like the streams, download the game as well, because the streams do not cover everything. And anything else?
Yeah, I'll mention if people enjoyed this game, Happy Birthday Dracula, we'll put a link in the show notes, and you can get it pretty easily on Itch, or I think on the MacGuffin & Co. website, and it is like pay what you want, so you can play it with your friends for your spooky festivities.
Also, if you really liked us playing this silly game, please let us know, and maybe we'll do one in the future, or if you really hated it, and you somehow got to this point of the episode, also let us know, and maybe we'll never do one again.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween!
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Book Club for Masochists. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Please like, rate, and subscribe. It helps other viewers to find us.
For all our URLs and social media accounts, the four in our name is a numeral. You can go to our website at bookclub4m.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/bookclub4m. Find us on Twitter at bookclub4m or on Instagram at bookclub4m. Our email address is bookclub4m@gmail.com.
On our website, you can find show notes that will provide links to the things we mentioned and social media info for everyone who appeared on this episode.
You can also suggest a genre or title. We have a form you can fill out. No promises, though. And an update to all of you. Someone has suggested medical thrillers again. So someone really wants us to talk about medical thrillers. And someone else listened to our episode about humorous fiction and said, hilarious laugh-out-loud novels by Jonas Jonasson, particularly The Girl Who Saved the King of Sweden and The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. And they thought they would recommend those to us.
Sounds good. Appreciate the recommendations. Thank you.
All opinions are our own and do not reflect our places of employment if they exist.
Our theme music is To Arrakis by Dark Sun from the Free Music Archive.
New episodes are the first and a third Tuesday of every month.
Join us again on Tuesday, November 3rd, when we'll be discussing the genre of business nonfiction. Then, on Tuesday, November 17th, we'll be dusting off our Reader's Advisory hats and trying to come up with holiday gifts for each other. Something that I think is very funny is that this is probably the first episode ever in which both of us have bicycle-related things and Megan does not.
One, two, three, four podcast hosts.
Okay, you can fiddle with my voice in some kind of tuner thing later if you want to.
It sounds like a dryer with a shoe in it.
It's just haunted. Our call is just haunted, Megan. It's fine.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot of ghosts, Anna. I'm sorry.
He's at the ghost airport. There's a lot of incoming and outgoing.
Halloween's coming up. They've got to get out there.
I suddenly realize I can't figure out how to make a spade. I forgot what a spade looks like.
I've essentially been drawing just like little Christmas trees. Just if it's pointy, I'll know which one it is.
Good job, everyone. High fives.
Yay! Virtual high fives.
Virtual high
fives. This is my life. This is my life now. It's virtual everything.
Theodora, and now we got Arabella.
Clearly, we're just, you don't have very interesting names in real life. I actually, like, I drew a Shakespearean actor first, and I'm like, I don't know enough about Shakespeare to do that.
And I feel like a potato is not a great shape for the distance handoff.